Thanks for coming back to another episode of Real Talk with Bob and T. I'm Bob.
And I'm T.
How's it going, T? How are you feeling today?
I am doing good, Bob. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
Hey, you know what?
What do I know?
You know, I enjoy doing the podcast, right?
Of course.
But I enjoyed even more when we are having and giving away stuff.
Yeah.
Having and giving away stuff. Just didn't. That wasn't how I wanted to say it. But when we're giving away stuff.
That's what you talk.
It is not.
Bring home the all-new movie, Mean Girls. Buy on 4K, UHD, and digital now. New student Katie Heron is welcomed into the top of the social food chain by a group of popular girls ruled by Queen Bee, Regina George, and its new twist on the modern classic, Mean Girls. Buy it on 4K UHD and digital today and get over 30 minutes of fetch bonus features available at participating retailers rated PG-13 from Paramount Pictures.
Absolutely, Bob, but you didn't let me slide you on in. But that's okay. It's fine. Hey, you know, we ran this promotion. Never mind.
Okay.
We ran this promotion for the movie codes a few months back.
You sure did.
But now you guys actually get a chance to get the actual DVD.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a really good movie.
Yeah, it was.
I like this one and the original as well. So, Bob.
Yes, yes.
Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know the answer, but do you like game night?
Sure.
What's your favorite game?
You know, I like Monopoly. I always beat you guys Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
Or either Life, the game of life, you know?
Okay. All right. Say that you, well, say that one of your buddies was having a game night.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is his first game night. He's excited about it. He's gotten a ton of games.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked everyone, bring one of your favorite games. Which one would you take, Monopoly or Life?
Probably Monopoly.
Okay. Fair enough. So, you know, he puts everyone's name in a hat.
Okay.
And this is going to determine whose game is going to get played first.
All right.
And he's like, you all, I'm so super excited. You know, he has like these little, what do you call those little strip lights that go around the room? They're not neon lights. What are they called?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The tape lights that go around the room.
Okay. Okay. Just lights. Okay. You know, just right. Lights.
Strip lights. I think they're called strip lights, though.
All right.
Cool. Okay. He has these strip lights. He has like everything. It's like he's setting the mood for this game night.
He's ready.
He's ready. He's excited. You know. So anyways, he's like, all right, first game we're going to play is Monopoly.
Yeah.
This is Bob's game. Now, are you playing the traditional Monopoly? Because you know they have so many versions of Monopoly. Are you playing the electronic Monopoly? Which one are you doing?
No, probably would it be in game night in so many hands. Probably money. Put your hands on money.
Traditional Monopoly.
Yeah, traditional all day. Put your hand on a little bit of money.
Sounds good to me. All right. So he's like, you know, but this Monopoly and this game night is going to come with a little twist.
Okay.
All right. He's mixed up. He, you know, he food everything, you know, because you're the host. You want to make sure that you have a nice spread and everything. So he's like, I made this juice, this punch.
Oh, my goodness.
Not juice punch. He made this punch. And he's like, I want everybody to taste it. You know what I'm saying? I'm super excited about this. And he's been going to bartending school. So he's mixing up stuff.
No, you're going to make us sick, man.
No. I mean, it's really good. I mean, he's a really good bartender. So you're like, you know, this stuff is good. You know, why not? You trust him, you know?
All right.
It's your boy.
Mm.
All right. So everyone, you know, we're around to get their little sip on or whatever. So he's like, let the game begin.
So we all took a sip.
Or you're still taking sips or whatever you do.
All right. So we got some to drink.
Right. So.
Is it good?
It's good. It's really good. I mean, you got people going back for more.
All right.
So. What piece are you going to be?
Probably the hat.
Okay. Okay. I'm just laughing. I'm sorry. So, you all start playing the game.
Top hat, yeah.
The top hat. All right. So, you know, you roll your dice and whatever, pass and go. So, this is like your second go around. Next thing you know, you've hopped into the game of Monopoly.
What?
You're in the game of Monopoly.
So the drink we were drinking apparently must have been some kind of hallucinogen.
I mean,
You know, because I'm thinking I'm hopping. Now, am I the only one hopping in this game?
everybody's in the game. Everyone's in the game. So it's like you've hopped into the city of Monopoly.
What dude got a sipping on, man?
Oh,
That's the only thing I could attribute it to. Dude got a sipping on some crazy stuff.
hey, I don't know. Remember back in the day, what was it? Hypnotic?
But what about it? It ain't how you act, hopping in what I drink it. You didn't have you hopping into whatever you were doing.
Whatever he's mixed in here, you guys are having a good time. So, anyways, you're in the world of Monopoly.
All right.
So, you have to get out. So every time you roll, you're playing the game, but you're in the game.
I ain't think about this doggone game. I'm thinking about how can I get out of what I have gotten myself into.
You gotta play the game
Says
to get
who?
out. That's the only way you're getting out. You gotta play the game.
All right.
So, either you're gonna go bankrupt, you're gonna get all the houses, you gotta play the game.
All right.
So,
And you don't know if you're going to get out by winning or losing.
you don't know.
Oh, no. Losing.
You don't know.
So whether you win, you whether you don't, you just don't know either way you go.
Baby, are you gonna play the game or what?
I don't know. I'm pissed off by being in the game. I'm mad at him. I don't know what you got a sipping on. You know what I'm saying? It's something that got me put in this doggone game.
Too much you carry, man. You're just a hat.
I ain't signed up for this.
You're just a hat.
What do you mean, just?
Because
So I actually have become
you are the
my.
hat. That's why I asked you, what piece would you wear?
All right. So I have become the top hat.
You're the top hat. So you're just flipping around, flipping around, flipping around in the city of Monopoly. So anyway, you still get to roll your dice though. Don't ask me how the hat is rolling the dice. You're creative, you figure it out. So you roll your dice.
My creativity might have me sitting on the side.
Dude, you gotta play. You gotta buy. You gotta get your houses. You gotta build up your monopoly.
All right.
So he tells you the object of this is to get what are the two most expensive pieces in Monopoly?
Or Walker Park Place.
Boardwalk and Park Place.
Yeah.
All right. So it's kind of hard getting those two. So, you roll a couple times and you got over your little whole little being upset.
I'm pissed off. I ain't upset. Pissed
So,
off.
you've gotten bored.
Yeah.
All right. So, you're like, okay, I just need one more piece and I'm good. So, you notice here comes the next round. And there's a girl that you used to mess around with back in the day of the game. She has Park Place. The relationship didn't end well.
Why not?
I don't know what you did about it.
Why I gotta be on me?
It usually is on the mirror.
No,
It
it's not.
usually is. It usually
Women, the
is.
women do wrong things
I mean, they
also.
may, but it's usually a man. So, like I said, I don't know what you did.
I didn't do anything.
But no, that's not true. Women and men mess up in relationships. But anyways, so now you're trying to negotiate with her because you know how you, man, your Monopoly skills.
Top tier.
Yeah. So you have a pretty nice Monopoly. You have the orange. You have the green. You don't want the orange? I mean, the orange is like
Go
right
on.
around, You got the green.
All this high price stuff. Okay, go on.
I mean, you're making money though.
All right.
You build you pass the houses, you have the hotels.
Okay.
All right, and all you need is Park Place.
So how many people are playing the game? I'm trying to bankrupt folks.
To be trying to get out the city, out the game.
I'm trying to, right, but I'm figuring for me to get out of the city is to win. So I gotta bankrupt some people to win.
Okay, I don't know how many. I didn't think that far ahead,
So
though.
the people that don't have as much money as I am, are they still in the game or
They're
are they
in the
out of it?
game, but you need Park Place.
All right.
So now I should have told you, she's been giving you the side eye throughout the whole night.
Side eye good?
No, side eye
Side
is bad. I don't know. No good
eye.
side
All right.
eye.
All right.
So How are you going to negotiate your way to get this Park Place to get out of the game?
Might talk some. I might have to say something. If that Park Place is going to get me out of the game, we're going to negotiate.
But Bob, you got to think. You have Boardwalk. Boardwalk is going to get her off the game too.
That's right.
So she has what you need, and you have what she needs.
Right. We got to work together.
How you gonna work together?
We gotta work together.
How?
We gotta work together to fool the powers that be and get out of Iowa's game.
I mean, I guess I would say you can be like, hey, that's gonna be kind of hard though. I guess you can do like 50-50. Like once I get out, I bring you with me.
Okay.
Or if she say she says that to you, would you trust it?
No.
So what you gonna do?
I can try saying that to her.
She's still giving you the side eye. Like, you know what? You never called me back. It's been 2 years and I haven't heard from you.
I tried to call you, but your phone was busy.
Nobody use a landline anymore. Cell phones aren't busy.
Okay, well, your phone didn't work. Your phone, I mean,
Oh my gosh.
it didn't send me to you. I tried. Don't blame me. Blame your carrier.
How did it not send you to me?
Apparently, I didn't get all the numbers correct. You didn't give me all the correct numbers.
Dude,
Or
we was dating. How much you mean I didn't give you all the correct numbers?
look, check this out. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault. Okay, can we agree to disagree?
Baby, I know you've been out the game for a while, but if that's your best line, you're gonna be stuck in this city for a long time.
Can we agree to disagree?
I mean, that just doesn't sound right to me. That sounds like something you just came up with the top of your head.
I mean, come on, this whole thought is off the top of your head. So I gotta come up with this something from off the top of my head.
Oh, Bob.
So what do you say, Nancy? What do you say?
I apologize, but right now we gotta figure this out. I mean, I'm gonna call you. I can call you tonight after we get out the city. So how about you give me the little Park Place? I'll even write down that I'll bring you out with me.
I don't believe that.
I'm gonna write it down.
Don't believe that. Why
Do
don't
you
you
want me
give
to
it?
sign?
Why don't you give it to me and I'll bring you out?
No, because you're a little bitter.
How am I better?
Because I haven't called you in 2 years.
You just apologize. I'm cool.
No, I don't trust that.
See? So
So
how am I supposed to trust what you're saying?
we need to build some trust here.
All right. Well, I'm telling you, we ain't got enough time to build the trust. We don't have enough time to build the trust. You either gotta roll with me and get out, or you're gonna be stuck, just like I'm gonna be stuck.
How about we hold hands together or hold hats or whatever it is you
What
are,
is holding hands
and
gonna
then we
do?
step out together. We put these two pieces together. We marry these two properties and then we get out together.
All right, let's see where that go.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm still not getting good vibes about you though.
You don't have to. I'm trying to get out. You trying to get out. That's the good vibe.
All right. So we put the little two properties together and we get out the game.
Cool.
Okay.
We out again.
But you still got other people that's in the game.
I don't care.
Bob.
What they gotta do with me?
Out.
Listen, is the dude that gave us these drinks in the game?
He didn't even play.
Yeah.
I
See, he was fooling all of us. See? So I'm out the game and my partner out the game. Right?
Well, not your ex, yeah.
But yeah, my partner, the one I, had to link up with to get out of the game. We out the game. And how can we tell them? Because we, didn't you say you needed the highest
You need the
piece?
Boardwalk and Park Place to get out.
So we had it.
Yeah, you
And
had
we
it.
got out. So where does it go now?
But now you got to figure out how to get the rest of them out. So are you going to sell it? Are you going, what you going to do? Are you just going to leave the game? Were you like, I'm done. It was a nice night. I'm out.
I'm out.
Bob.
No, I'm gonna try, but what am I supposed to do to get the rest of the people out of the game?
I don't know. You won. Because you got out, you got big money. Okay. And now your friend, the one who's having a party, say,
I
See, it
need
was
to
like 60 rand. I mean, I don't know.
bash his head against the wall or something.
How much Monopoly?
Crack his
Do you
head
be like
like
in
a
the millions?
walnut.
I haven't played in, I can't remember.
It, nah.
Not the millions. All right, so you got like 100 grand. And he tells you, so it's not just Monopoly money. Once you got out the game, this is real money.
All right.
Now you can either give this money back and save everybody else in the game, or you can walk away.
May have like $1,000.
No, it's 100. So you got 100 grand.
All right, go ahead. I give it up so people can get out.
To you.
Yeah,
Okay. So this is real money, though. You know this is real money, Bob.
that's fine.
Okay.
And so we all can whoop dude.
Oh, my goodness.
I ain't lying, dude ain't getting out of this.
Bob, violence is not the way.
It in this case, violence will make me feel a whole lot better.
Oh, my goodness. So, anyways, you saved your friends. Everyone is out the game. What are your words to the guy who actually had the game? So he took like the little lights down or whatever. Apparently, the lights in the drink had you all thinking that you things were going on that weren't going on.
What I'm thinking is, for one, I spent 100 grand to get all y'all out. Every last one of y'all owe me.
Goodness.
Every last one of y'all owe me with your life. I mean, for real. I don't want your life just, a little something on the paint plane, something like that. You know, would be nice. That would be real nice. But because I didn't have to be as helpful or nice to get you guys
You're
out, I could have just
absolutely right,
walked away.
Bob. You
I
could have
could have
walked
just
away
walked away.
and left them stuck in the game.
I could have. So it would be nice if you could pay a brother back. Be real nice. But like I say, I'm getting dude back for having the lights going, mixing us this crazy drink, and him not even being in the game but just watching us. Him having his giggles on watching us on what we gonna do. That ain't cool. So we gonna definitely have to get him all day.
Well, hey, my moral of the story is be careful who you hang around, and you can't go around drinking everybody's mixed drinks, man. Can't do that. Take your bottle of water and be done with
You know what? I agree. He used to be cool, but he ain't cool no more.
it.
He used to be a good barber. I mean, bartender, but right now he crack. So yeah, I'm gonna let him know. I'm gonna let as many people as I know to know that all this went down.
So you're gonna tarnish his reputation, huh?
I'm gonna put him out there like a
Wow.
bag of laundry. I'm gonna put him out there
All right. I
for
mean, yeah,
sure.
because you really don't know what was in the drink. Could have been something you were allergic to, could have interfered with some medicine that you're taking. Anything's possible. So
Yeah. Now,
very interesting.
you gave us your moral. Now, is there anything that you would do differently than what I did?
No, I would have given the money to get everybody out.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I know how it was being stuck in there. I don't want anybody being stuck in there. Now, if it was somebody I didn't like, I would have to think twice. No.
So if it was a friend, somebody at the party that you did not like maybe an ex or something like that, you would left them in there?
For a little bit,
What?
just for a little bit, make them sweat,
What?
depending on how the relationship ended.
That's cold blood.
Let them sweat a little bit, but eventually I would get them out. I mean, why leave them trapped in there? That's not right.
That is cold blood.
Yeah, I said I would leave them in there for a little bit.
Okay.
Eventually get them out. He'll get out that night.
No, it was there next week.
No, I'll get him out that night. I'll get everybody else out first. He'll be the last one out. And I'll be like, all right, y'all, you know what? I'm about to go. Oh, dang. Somebody is in there, right? Right, Bob. Take us home.
Okay. Thank you again for listening to another episode of Real Talk with Bob and T. This one was very interesting. Thanks, T, for that mix of what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You know what I'm saying?
What you gonna do when it come for you?
So again, y'all, Yeah, so you're trying to come up with some, you know, and you can always listen to us and reach us at Real Talk with Bob and T. That's Real Talk with Bob and TEE
TEE at
at
gmail.com.
gmail.com. You can always reach us on Instagram at Real Talk
Nope, real
Real
underscore.
underscore Talk BT. All right, Real underscore Talk BT.
And you can catch us on 216 The Blend.
Yes, right.
Listen to us on 216 The Blend. And
Or put it in Google. It'll pull us right up.
The numbers 216 The Blend. But make sure you listen to the entire episode so that you can get your chance to get your hands on these DVDs. Let us know what you would do in this situation if you were stuck in your favorite board game.
That ain't even cool. That ain't even cool.
Hey, it happens.
You gonna catch a black eye.
Oh, goodness, Bob.
It
Violence is
is.
not the
I
word.
ain't lying.
All right, Bob. What else you got?
And always, everybody, live, love, laugh, and pray.
Enjoy, y'all.